Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Liam Cassidy. Liam, good afternoon. Now, this is a difficult topic to raise, Liam, but anyway, you're entitled to raise it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the RTE report today on Phil Linnett from a college in Crumlin. And you're absolutely correct. It's a dodgy one, but I got into a bad mood listening to
it. Okay, will you just tell listeners why Phil Linnett is in the news today?
He's in the news because the central bank have issued a commemorative coin. And I'm not too sure what sort of a coin it is. I think it's a coin, anyhow.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful coin, and it's...
I didn't listen to the report. I was only catching...
It's worth 15 quid.
Yeah. but in the report of it, they discussed Phil Linnett at length, and I even heard one young student saying it was kind of an example for him as a young person. And I think it's important to just balance all this thing by saying that Phil Linnett died at 36. That was a very young age to die at. And he's 34 years dead. And in truth, nowadays, the man should still be alive. He'd only be 70.
Yeah, good and point,
He died from substance abuse, I think, putting it nicely. I think it's the nicest way I can put it. And there's been hundreds of books written about him. Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but there's been books written about him and articles. But nowhere in the report today did anyone mention the fact that it's important for young people, especially college students, not to take drugs. Now, every day on RTE at the moment, we have a drug story related to drugs. In fact, the guards are fairly stretched around the country at the moment now, chasing one drug gang after another. But there's actually people buying and using these drugs. Mm. People like you and me are actually buying and using them. So I thought it was important today that some mention be made in that college in Crumlin. And I believe the president was up there also. So this was this was a big gig. Now, I felt that the story shouldn't be let die without some bit of a balanced talk about Phil Linnett dying from substance abuse and how important it is for young people now to stay off drugs and how important it is that young people might actually be able to create music without taking something else.
But he's
possible.
But he's not being commemorated for his drug taking.
No, I totally accept that. I totally accept that, and I accept that. I mean, when I heard that the last three recipients, himself and Rory Gallagher and Luke Kelly, they died young men, the three of them. The three of them, they should all be still alive.
Yeah. Well,
and it's kind of... the point is that if there was a discussion on him in the college, I believe there's a library going to be named after him. So he's a hero in that part of town, for want of a better word. And today made him a superhero. And I just think it would be an ideal situation to have a small discussion about the importance of not taking drugs. For this was his, I presume their secondary school this has happened in, college in Crumlin. I'm not 100% sure.
It is a second level school. And apparently the musicians, they played, the school
they
orchestra
did.
Played. Apparently they were wonderful. They were absolutely wonderful. Now, you mentioned, who else did you throw in there? You threw in Rory Gallagher.
Well, Rory Gallagher got the last one and Luke Kelly got the one. The Central Bank have issued three commemorative coins to musicians recently. The last three were Rory Gallagher, Luke Kelly and Phil Linnett. And they all died young men.
Yeah, but Rory didn't die of drug abuse. Like in Julian Vignold's most recent biography of Rory Gallagher, which is a fine, fine book, by the way, a substantive book, really well researched. Julian talks about Rory becoming dependent on prescribed medication. So just to clarify that, Luke, I don't know, Luke was the drink, and then you go back to Brendan Bean, who was, 41, buried in Glasnevin, that was the drink as well? But it doesn't mean...
Today, let's talk about today. Today was a big celebration in Crumlin, and it got at least 15 minutes on Sean O'Rourke. and it'll probably be covered on the news tonight, and the president was there. So it was a wonderful opportunity to bring just a little bit of balance into it. Just a little bit of balance. Just by mentioning the fact that, okay, he was a great musician, but he died too young.
Okay, Peter Eads, 51551. This is Liam Cassidy we're talking about. A new coin has been issued today by the Central Bank. It's 15 quid to buy, but I presume it's worth, not that anyone will be using it in their local centre this evening, but it's worth 15 quid. And Liam, are you objecting to the coin, or are you objecting to the coverage of the launch?
Oh, I'm just objecting to a lack of balance in the coverage.
A lack of balance, okay.
Yes. I think, listen, now that I've got on to Live Line, I've done the trick anyway, you know? So I could have made my point at this stage because there'll be probably more people listening to you than to the evening news. So that was all I said.
Okay, let's have
a little discussion in the school.
Okay, well, that's it. And I think you raised it in a dignified way as well, Liam.
Yeah.
As I said at the outset, it's a difficult one to bring up. Peter Eads, Peter, I know you're a guitar player.
Hiya.
What do you think of Liam's argument?
Well, that
there should be mention of the way Philo died.
Well, actually, he'll be remembered for his music, you know, first and foremost, you know, and his compositions. You know, he's just an extraordinary Irishman, and I think it's great, to be honest with you. I think no objection to that whatsoever.
Okay. And Liam, Phil had a series of stamps as well earlier on in the year.
He had indeed.
And was there any...
To be honest with you, I haven't a clue, Joe. It was only today when I heard this discussion on Sean O'Rourke, and... they reminded us several times on who the last three recipients were, and I'm saying to myself, there's three recipients now of the commemoration by the Central Bank that have died young men, and they've died far too early and far too young, and especially now that the president is over in the college in Crumlin, it might be a wonderful opportunity to put 10 minutes aside.
By the way, Liam, sorry, by mistake. The 15 euro coins, silver, they're worth 15 euro as legal tender.
Yes.
I never heard of 15 euro coins.
I know.
They're minting 3,000 of them.
Yes.
Okay. But they're selling them for 65 quid.
Lovely. Well, there'll hardly be one sent to me anyway. I'd say I'm off the mailing list.
So, the Central Bank, the Central Bank are making 150 grand.
Lovely.
Well, maybe some of that should go to Merchants Quay or Cool Mine or Sister Concilio. Maybe some of the profits from this should go to drug rehabilitation centres. How about that?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought of expanding it out that high. It was just the fact that every day is a drug story on RTE. And the European report today was very interesting, where there's a serious problem with drug gangs in Ireland. And as I say, there are people buying the drugs. You and I, people like you and I, are buying these things and keeping the drug gangs going.
You're not buying them, and I'm not buying them.
Well, hopefully not. Anyway.
I know not, and then neither
yeah.
you.
No, so, I'm not either. But just to get back to my original
profit,
point,
the profit on those coins for the Central Bank is 150 grand.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, Luke Kelly. Remember, Luke Kelly died. God rest him. Died of a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, I know.
He died young, I know. They died young men.
And looking after them. Let's put it as nice as we can. If they had to look after each other a little bit better, themselves a little bit better, they might be all with us today. And that was the point I was thinking
of. And Philomena Linnett, who was the keeper of the flame, and by the way, was very critical of Philip's drug use as well.
She
passed away. His mother only passed away this year. I take your point. And Philip would have still been alive. I take those points,
yes.
Liam. Okay,
yes.
Liam Cassidy and Peter Eads, for the time being, 51551. Paula McCann. Paula, good afternoon. Paula's a niece of the great Luke Kelly. I mentioned that Luke had died of a brain hemorrhage. You just want to... was it brain hemorrhage or brain cancer, Paula?
Thank you, Joe, for taking my call.
Thanks for making
I just want to reiterate what you did say, that my Uncle Luke died of a brain tumour. Just want to reiterate that for the record.
Were you at the fill-in at launch today?
I was at the fill-in at launch.
Oh, great.
It was beautiful, and it was very inspiring, and the kids there got loads out of the speech from the Linnet family and from the speech of our president, Michael D. Higgins. So it was a wonderful occasion. And so great that we remember our wonderful artists who have died and gone before us.
And I just remind people, if they wish, that Luke's grave in Glasnevin is in the St. Paul's section, isn't it?
It is, indeed.
It's a beautiful memorial. Where is Jimmy? Where's Jimmy buried?
Jimmy's on the other side. Jimmy is not far. He's not far from the crematorium. He's on the other side.
Another great artist and trade unionist.
Absolutely.
Who died
a year and a half ago, Joe.
Yeah, only 18
months. We miss him madly, as you can imagine.
I know. Paula, thanks for clarifying
Thank you for having my call.
Thanks indeed. That's Paula McCann. 51551 continues, as does Joe at rt.ie. Fergus Sweeney producing. Ray Darcy is next.